From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah State Representative Trevor Lee wants to add a Charlie Kirk Boulevard to Salt Lake City. The change could replace another honorary street. KUER's Ethan Roshkolb has more.
State legislators can't rename streets. Cities have full control over names. But Representative Lee's proposed bill will allow the legislature to make special designations. And if names are changed at the state level, the bill prevents cities from altering them further. This includes having more than one title. This is important because the bill specifically targets 900 South, which already has an alternate name. It was given the honorary title Harvey Milk Boulevard in 2016, honoring the late LGBTQ plus rights icon. If Lee's bill is adopted, 900 South would officially become Charlie Kirk Boulevard to honor the conservative activist assassinated in Utah last year. Lawmakers will consider the measure in the upcoming legislative session that starts January 20th. Ethan Roshkolb, KUER News.
Once again today, air quality in Salt Lake County is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Inversions are lingering in northern Utah's valleys, leading to widespread haze and visible pollution. Right now, Bountiful has the second worst air quality in the country. Salt Lake City's in third place, Mill Creek is fifth, and West Valley City is ninth. That's according to IQAir.com. The National Weather Service recommends people stay inside as much as possible and avoid exercising outside. Poor air quality is in the forecast right through Friday. Utah's lowest elevation ski resorts are finally open. KUER's Macy Lipkin went to Nordic Valley to see how they're working and planning without much snow.
The base of Nordic Valley sits at about 5,400 feet. The resort got 5 inches of snow last week, and that wasn't enough. But they were able to open because they just upgraded their snowmaking infrastructure last summer. It's been cold enough at night to keep making snow. Katie Nielsen is director of resort services. She says a lot of part-time staff this year left for more reliable work, but they still plan to hire a full roster next season.
We want to be popular, we want to be busy, but we're also very honest when we're hiring folks. A lot of our seasonal employees, we say we will get you full-time when we can.
2025 was Utah's warmest year on record. Warm temperatures mean rain at lower elevations. Mackenzie Skiles teaches snow science at the University of Utah. She says it's a tale of two winters in the Wasatch.
At the highest elevations, snow is actually near normal or above average. But at lower elevations, there's either very little snow or no snow.
Snow levels don't usually peak until late March or early April, but Skiles says there's no relief on the horizon in the next couple weeks. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden Valley.
Utah's courts and judges want the public to better understand their role in the state, so they're hosting a town hall tomorrow. It will be from 6 to 8 at the Matheson Courthouse in Salt Lake City. The event comes 1 week before the state legislative session opens. Things have gotten tense between Utah's judicial and legislative branches. That's after several decisions Republican lawmakers did not agree with. The goal of the town hall is to boost public trust and awareness about court resources and services. People will also be able to meet judges and other court employees. Individual tickets for the last Sundance Film Festival in Utah go on sale tomorrow. After this year, Park City will no longer host the annual event. Starting in 2027, it will move to Boulder, Colorado. The festival website says most of the passes are already sold out, so buying individual tickets is a way to secure seats. They also announced that tickets are in high demand and expected to sell out fast. The public can snap up tickets starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You are listening to KUER News.